In his keynote address to the symposium at Moscow's Carnegie Center think tank, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Russia, as opposed to the Soviet Union, is not creating physical or political walls at home or abroad. He said Russia's moves toward a free market, the country's growing economy, and the abundance of energy resources deserve the world's respect. He said Russia and the West can cooperate as equal partners to help former Soviet republics who now belong to the Commonwealth of Independent States, or CIS.
Есть все условия для сотрудничества России и Запада в этом регионе.
Lavrov says conditions exist for respectful cooperation between Russia and the West to help CIS countries establish their statehood. Moscow City Council member Dmitry Katayev, who once visited the United States on an exchange program, told the symposium that he was struck by America's diverse ethnic mix. Katayev noted that some American schools celebrate the independence of Mexico, which prompted the following rhetorical question about Russia's neighbor to the south. Katayev asked if anyone could conceive of Russian schools celebrating the independence of Ukraine. His question elicited laughter in the audience, indicating that Russians are not completely reconciled to the loss of Ukraine. The chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee in Russia's Federation Council, Senator Mikhail Margelov, said his country is engaged in the difficult task of introducing a non-imperial consciousness into Russia's political culture. Margelov said the task has been faced by other countries that have lost empires. He said Russia needs help in becoming a nation rather than empire.
Думая о тех обменах, которые...
Margelov says the West can help Russia think of ways to help its citizens broaden the window on Europe and America so that the openings turn into showcases with an exchange that works both ways. Margelov and Foreign Minister Lavrov urged the West to ease visa regulations for Russians who want to travel to the United States and the European Union. He said a world more open to Russians will weaken the influence of the country's isolationists. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Moscow.